Hello there. You're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Claire Ackers. In this space, you will hear me talk about anything and everything you need to be an authentic entrepreneur so that you can not only grow a wildly successful business that gives you the wealth and freedom you dream of, but so that you can also stay true to yourself and your values and also have massive impact with your work. I'm a mum of three, serial entrepreneur, business coach, and cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to set up in business. So, welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I am so glad you're here, and let's dive in to the episode. So today, I want to talk about 10 ways to feel the fear and do it anyway. I don't know about you, but I sense there's a lot of fear around at the moment, a lot of hesitation, a lot of imposter going on, a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of fear in the general climate. And this is something that I want to talk about because in my mindset work, it's something that shows up all the time with my clients, with myself. And there are ways that you can feel that fear, but not let it stop you from doing what you want to do. So that is what I want to talk about it today. And whether you call it imposter syndrome, whether you call it the wobbles, whether you call it the voice of reason, even, whenever you try to step out of your comfort zone and do something new, that fear is going to come straight in and try and talk you out of it, try and stop you. And there are some very, very good scientific evolutionary reasons for this. Safety to your mind equals the familiar. Think of it as the path of least resistance. Think of it as water trying to flow down a hillside. It's always going to find that path of least resistance, which to your mind is the familiar. That is safety. And when you try to do anything new, when you try to do anything outside your comfort zone, your subconscious panics and thinks, not safe. And we'll try to do anything, self-sabotage, finding evidence that it's wrong, bringing people out of the woodwork to stop you doing it. It will try and do anything to bring you back into that safety, into that familiar, even if it's not serving you. But the problem is that nothing great is going to happen in your comfort zone. If you want to reach your potential, you are going to have to take some risks. So here are my top 10 ways to feel that fear and do what you want to do anyway. So number one is making sure that your vision is bigger than your fear. Simple as that. Making sure that your vision for your future self, for your future life, for the impact that you get to have, for the fulfillment that you get to feel, for the satisfaction you get to have when you do the thing, when you take action, make sure that is compelling enough to be bigger than the fear. And then in a similar vein, number two is your why. Remember why you were doing this and use that why whenever it gets scary. Number three is quite a practical one. It is lowering the stakes. So, for example, you can set good, better, and best goals for whatever thing you are trying to do so that there is less pressure on the outcome for you. You know, it's not as black and white. There's less pass or fail pressure if you've got three different step goals within the action that you are trying to take. Number four is changing your state and the place from which you do the thing. So, for example, you can think of or remember a person who you absolutely love and adore. And you can remember that love and adoration, and you can feel that love and adoration pouring through your body. And then when you've captured that feeling, you can act from that place, and the outcome is going to be totally different if you are acting from a place of love rather than from a place of fear. Number five is make it a habit. So whether it is a power hour where you do nothing for that hour but do the thing, whether it, you know, taking bold and brave action, or whether it is just a daily consistent habit that you commit to. And I think it takes 66 days to lock in a enduring habit. You can build daily bravery into your routine, so it just becomes second nature for you. And then number six is eat that frog, just like the Brian Tracy book. So eat that frog. That is all about doing the hardest or the scariest or the ugliest thing or the bravest thing first. You do it, you get it out the way, and then it is done and you are on a high for the rest of the day. And the wonderful thing about this is that every single other thing that you attempt that day, it's easy because you've got the biggie, you've got that frog out of the way. Number seven is tell somebody. So whether it is just a friend or whether it is in a mastermind or an accountability group, if you tell somebody, this is like really, really good peer pressure, right? You tell somebody, you've got to do the thing. And the accountability will force you to do it. Number eight is negative consequences. So this is quite a fun one to do. You can give yourself a deadline to do the thing, but then you also give yourself a negative consequence if you fail to do the thing. For example, if you fail to hit a deadline, you could commit to giving £100 to the political party that is at the opposite spectrum of your political ideology. Do something you really, really hate, do something that you really, really despise, and the negative consequence of having to do that thing will force you to just get on, feel the fear, and do it anyway. Number nine is one that happened to me this morning, actually, which is give somebody a compliment or gracefully receive one. I got a message out of the blue that said, "Your voice is like butter. I could listen to it all day." And it wasn't like a creepy, weird one. It was from a friend. And it just absolutely made my day. And it gave me the courage and the bravery to go, you know what, I will speak out today. There is something that I want to talk about today. And basically that basking in the warm afterglow of receiving or giving a compliment will help you to do the scary thing. And then number 10 is rewarding yourself. Just like my parenting style, I am not above bribing my children to do what I want them to do. Reward yourself. Have something lovely to look forward to when you have taken action, when you have done the bold and brave and scary thing, even if it's just a lovely cup of coffee. So these are my top 10 tips for feeling the fear and doing it anyway. I would love to know if any or many of these have resonated with you, and if you use them, if you take action on any of them to do something big and bold and scary today. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. It's been great to have you here, and I hope you've enjoyed the episode. If you like what you hear and you'd like to connect, head on over to claireackers.com. And I'm most active on LinkedIn. Just search for Claire Ackers. That's Claire with an I and an E. See you next time.